You're listening to Drum Sex. And before we help you have the best sex of your life, we must put a warning that this podcast does contain mature themes. If you're cool with that. Hello and welcome to Drum Sex. I'm your host, Pam Magwaza, and this is the final episode of season one. Before we get started, I just want to thank you all for listening and for coming on this journey with us. And season two has a lot more in store for you. So I was on Twitter the other day and I saw a hashtag that really piqued my interest. It was hashtag after sex habits. Being super curious and wanting to learn everything I could from this hashtag, I quickly clicked on it and read through the top tweets. Just from there, I learned three things. One, the hashtag was started by radio personality Thabo Tsibos Mokwele from Kaya FM. Two, too many people seem to be really mean to each other after sex. And three, not enough people are talking about aftercare. Now, I dare not say Twitter is a direct reflection of people's habits, but it does make you wonder whether we're all having the best and healthiest sex for our physical and emotional well-being. So, I took it upon myself to interview a few women, anonymously of course. And they had a lot to say about their personal after-sex habits and what they believe all women should be practicing as much as possible.
I have three after-sex habits that I do all the time, and it's just ECC. Empty your bladder, clean up, and clean yourself with some warm water, and I promise you, you're good. I live by those three things. You don't obviously have to wash up properly, but just clean yourself with some warm water and make sure that the bed is clean where you'll be sleeping. Yeah.
I would say for me, a healthy habit would be definitely in terms of health itself, going to pee, and then perhaps even giving it a little rinse. And I'd say emotionally a healthy habit, I do not like the idea of just jumping up, getting dressed and off you go, especially if it's sex with a partner. It just feels, it makes me feel cheap, you know? So I would say definitely cuddling, just laying there together, even if it's just for 10 minutes before you roll over and fall asleep, or kissing, you know, kind of like unwinding after the sex high, but doing so together. I think the best form of intimacy actually happens after sex, not during sex. So those are my two habits I would suggest.
I usually pee before and after sex, and because I've become a little obsessive, I shower. Yes, even if it's in the AMs or drunk, I just hop in and wash off my lady bits. I also believe in having a conversation after sex about the session, affirm each other and discuss how you can improve or how great the session was. And if you're a serious couple, don't forget to say, I love you.
I practice a few things during and after sex, right? And I think they really help keep me healthy since I have a rather sensitive vagina. I go and pee in between rounds. I wipe any bodily fluids off my private areas or shower, and I let my vagina breathe. Giving it some fresh air after sex is so important. There's no need to sleep with your panties on after sex. Come on, let your kitty breathe.
Well, the first habit for me, after that wonderful first round, I'd say relax, chill, take it in, be on his chest, you know, or just be in that moment. Don't try, you know, get busy with something like being on your phone or rush to go get water or something like that, you know, because I feel like the intimacy part is so important. And just after that one amazing orgasm, just give yourself a chance to take it all in and, you know, be on his chest, cuddle and all of that. I think that is also just an important part of intimacy. And then my second one would be, this is so funny because a lot of people usually say, you know, when things are great and you're feeling awesome and you're with your man and you are like gonna start asking things like, what are we, do you love me, no, don't do that. The habit should just, even if it's silence, don't ask, you know, awkward questions about what are we, or want to get the truth out and whatnot, because that can really just erase everything that is amazing that just happened. And of course, the last one, which is my third one, no onesies and funny, heavy-looking clothing afterwards. No, man. It's either you can walk around naked, or wear his shirt, or wear an oversized shirt, or wear lingerie, or just something silky, sexy, you know? Don't look like you're about to go underground, or you just, you know, woke up from a catastrophe. No, man. No, I've seen it. Just something sexy, just to keep that va alive.
Key of the six, to clear your female genitalia of any bacteria that might be lurking. Big believer in reaffirming your partner. And then by reaffirming, it can be just like a young feedback, Shandies, of how you enjoyed the sexual intercourse. I know this sounds incredibly weird, but it's worked for me in the past, and I appreciate it so much because it brings so much clarity to your partner as well.
Our first episode on this podcast addressed honeymoon cystitis and other UTIs that women can get if they don't practice proper self-care. So, for me, some of the biggest things have to be peeing before and after sex, wiping your genitalia, and remembering not to douche because that's bad for your vagina. If you want a proper clean, take a shower. Also, it's better not to wear underwear to bed after so your lady bits can breathe. On an emotional level, if you're not too tired, that is. I always encourage having conversation about the session itself and communicate what you enjoyed or what you as a couple can do more of to improve your sex lives. Affirm each other. Say you care about each other if you're in a serious relationship. Cuddle. Make out a little more. Have a philosophical discussion about the meaning of the universe and get lost in the inner workings of each other's minds. Sex is more than just about orgasms and getting off. It's about discovering the pleasure your body can experience with someone else. It's about connection, belonging, adventure, vulnerability. So make sure you're getting all of that in your sexual experiences. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you again soon. Don't forget to have safe and consensual sex. Bye.